I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it.
I hate to break it to you, but when you're listening to this episode, if you're listening in real time, the week it comes out, I'm currently over in Western Australia, just living my best freaking life. I flew over here with one of my best friends, Steph, and we are here. Well, we've completed them now, but we flew over to do the Cold Nips Australian tour, last two dips here in Western Australia to finish off their tour, to support them as they cross the finish line after doing 100 cold dips in 100 days in 100 different locations across our country. You'll remember we had Tegan on the podcast a couple months ago. The crew came to LA. It was epic. It's what really reboosted my whole love for cold dipping and how I found my group of people that do it regularly. And I just absolutely fucking frothed the crew when I got to meet them in person. And they're like, you should totally come to WA, do the last dip with us. And I was like, say less. Booked the flight. Steph went to their dip when they were in Torquay and she just absolutely loved them, loved the vibe. It seriously is an unmatched feeling. Like, it's very different to just going and doing a cold dip. Like, it's a full event. It's a full activity. And I've seen their videos of how popped off it gets over in Western Australia. And if you don't know much about cold dips and you didn't listen to the episode with Tegan, firstly, definitely go back, listen to that ep. But when Ryan and Deanne started cold nips over in Western Australia and, you know, fully made it a thing, they had 300 people come in like the first few weeks of starting that. And just on a casual Wednesday morning, 300 people rocking up to the beach to do this cold dip. And honestly, that is just super inspiring. And I would love to be able to create that level of community here and hopefully one day make something like that big happen, because I'm such an advocate for the whole concept of not only cold dipping, but the community aspect and just the benefits it gives you from not only being in cold water, but connecting with people around you, finding more like-minded people, doing such a wholesome activity to start your day. It really shifts your mind and impacts your whole mental health. So I couldn't be more supportive of this whole brand, this whole, you know, epic, insane tour that they did. And it just would feel wrong to not be there to like end it with them, because I've been watching their entire journey and loving all the blood, sweat and tears that they have poured into it. It's been such a roller coaster to watch. And yeah, I highly suggest you go and follow Cold Nips or the Australian tour page, because I think they've got something big coming next year as well, which is super exciting. Honestly, manifesting I get to be a part of it, not gonna lie, I'm like putting it out to the universe right now, like seriously, get me on the Cold Nips team, seriously. But anyway, so that's where we currently are. Western Australia has a really big place in my heart. I went there 5 years ago and it just woke up different parts of my soul. I was reading a really good book about gratitude when I was over there. It helped me manifest a lot into my life. Like, I literally, the episode about how I manifested moving to the beach has a huge segment about Western Australia in there. And yeah, it's just been this little portal that I've always had this deep desire to go back to and to one day live. And so I guess this whole little visit is to sort of realize, is that just a dream? Is there a pull that I need to, you know, is there a string that's pulling me back over there that I need to follow? It's kind of like a little, like people go to Europe to find themselves. It's like, I think I just need to go to Western Australia to find myself again, but not that I'm looking for my soul. I found it, but you know, it's just that concept of, is there something more? Am I made for more? Is it going to be here? And yeah, at the same time, it's been a beautiful excuse to have a little mini break, get away with a friend who, you know, I don't get to see as much anymore now that we live quite far apart, and, you know, catch up with a friend over that does live over here, and yeah, just make a whole heap of new connections and yeah, discover new opportunities. And the biggest piece of this puzzle is because I've stayed so authentic to myself that it's kind of attracted this whole opportunity and this whole moment. And that's what today's episode is about. I don't want to go on for too long, so I'm just going to try and touch on little key factors of what I want to get out. But basically, I've always drummed into people like, you have to stay authentic. Authenticity is what will get you places. And it's a concept that people struggle to understand if they aren't used to being themselves, and if they lack confidence in themselves, and they aren't a really extroverted or outgoing person. The whole format of being authentic is terrifying, because a lot of people have to put on a front to show up in their day to day. And what I'm trying to encourage is that you do not have to be the most confident person in the room. You do not have to be the loudest, the one with all the opinions, the one that's extroverted, that can public speak and share their voice. It's not about having to be heard. Authenticity isn't about that. Authenticity is about feeling so comfortable into your bones. You have such a peaceful mind, because when you actually step into your true self, you seamlessly forget what it feels like for anyone to worry about who you truly are. And I think it's because we spend so much of our life, and I'm referring to like high school and situations where we're trying to fit in, that we're pretending to be someone we're not. We're also discovering who we are at the same time. So we are unsure of that. But ultimately, you spend a lot of your life trying to fit in, trying to people please, trying to dim your light, to the point where we lose sight of what the real authenticity even is meant to be or feel like. And we spend so much of our life worrying about, are we doing enough? Are we enough to fit in with the world and the people around us? And weirdly enough, when you stop trying to fit in, when you stop trying to be something that you're not, or be fake or whatever it is, and you do step into that authenticity, your authentic true self, the opinions of others are no longer relevant in your mind. And I just cannot explain how that happens, but it just does. And it has for me, and I hope that other people have felt that too, because all of a sudden you don't realize that you don't need those opinions of those people, because you're not really made for those people. You're made for others, and that's, they come into your life so seamlessly when you do find your authentic self. And ultimately, the concept behind fake it till you make it, fake it till you make it, has always been something I really dislike. I really disagree with that concept and the whole concept of being fake. Anyway, last week I went away with my grandma. I went on my little business trip to Mallacoota. It was beautiful there. I absolutely loved it. And she came with me, and I said to her, oh, I should get you on the podcast. Like, you know, it'd be so funny. She's got a huge, huge life experience, and she's lived in a lot of different places, and she's had a lot of different things happen in her life, and a lot of different things happen, like quite intense things happen in her later in her life. And I could literally write a book, and I joked to her that I'm going to write a book about her life one day, but that would be very rude to do that. But ultimately, I just wanted to get her on, and we just didn't end up having the time to do it. But one thing I said, if you were to give someone advice, like people who listen to our podcast want advice, basically that's what we're doing. We're giving advice, we're sharing our story, our experience to inspire other people. And she just said, don't be artificial. And I was just like, girl, put that on a t-shirt. Stop being artificial. I just loved it. The whole phrase artificial, like, so fucking true though. Don't be artificial. You know, no one wants to be around someone that's fake. And these days it's clear as day when someone's being fake, because you see how different they are around different people. And it's just like, who's got the fucking energy for it, you know? And rewind back to the phrase of faking it till you make it, I understand and I appreciate the concept behind it. Ultimately, it's like, pretend you can do it, pretend you are this until you trick yourself into believing that you really are and that then you are that. But I don't think it's used in that concept. I think a lot of people use it to be like, you know, fake it until you, like, you know, say whatever you think you need to say until someone agrees with you or until you've got the confidence to, like, use your voice or whatever. Like, yeah, I don't know. I've never really liked the concept of faking it till you make it, because by being fake, you will get places. And that phrase does speak truth. Like, you'll get yourself into rooms, you'll get yourself opportunities. Like, that's undeniable. But the thing is, you're going to get yourself into the wrong places if you're going to be fake about it, if you're going to be artificial in your process and in yourself. And the minute you turn to authenticity is when you're going to get yourself into the right places, you're going to attract the right people, and things will happen a lot faster for you. Because if you're pretending to be someone and you're faking your energy and you're faking yourself, but you might have a list of manifestations or a vision board that are unmatched to what you're trying to be, but then these are what you really desire and what you really want. If those things don't align, then your manifestations, your dreams, your desires, they're going to take decades to come into fruition. And this is why so many people don't believe in manifestation, because they aren't there with themselves yet, but they're trying to be this perfect, beautiful person with this beautiful life. But it's like, if you're not matching the energy of your manifestations, can you see how it's going to be impossible? And how I too wouldn't believe in the power of manifestation, because you're unmatched to the manifestation. Whatever you want in your life, you have to be an energetic match for it. If you're going to be a negative person who always thinks the world's against them, you will manifest those outcomes. You will manifest red lights everywhere you go. You'll manifest, you know, getting hacked. You'll manifest losing your job, like being in negative relationships. You know, that's what the energy will mirror back to you. Whereas if you're someone who's choosing themselves and choosing their health and their wealth and their mental health and their positive mind and all these things, and then you have beautiful desires on your vision board and you focus on gratitude and positive energy, then you're going to be more likely to attract those things. And the concept of authenticity just comes back to, like, being so intuitive and being true to yourself and having that real deep inner dialogue that you can listen to when it comes to wanting to manifest and envision your future. Because the reason we have things on our vision board, the reason we have these manifestations come to us, is because a future version of us already has it. And it's just about rewiring our mind to find that truth deep within us. And it only happens when you shed all the fakeness, all the artificialness, and you let the authenticity speak true and you find yourself. And all I can say is to do that is to find solitude, and that's the way it comes through. And you've got to spend a fucking long time with yourself to hear your inner voice. And yeah, ultimately, if you want to get anywhere in life and you want to get it in the right places and you want to get on the right path and you want to find your right people and the right jobs for you, the right opportunities for you, the right relationships for you, you have to just forget about what anyone else is doing and who you think you should be and what you think you should be doing and how you think you should be fitting in. And you just need to find what feels right for you. And I'm even talking back to, like, that this just popped into my mind, but I remember when I was in year 12 and all my friends were all talking about, like, what we're going to go study at uni and where we're going to go move to. Like, a few of my friends moved to Queensland and most of us were moving to Melbourne to study, because we're obviously in regional Victoria. And, you know, there was some big personalities in my friend group and people with older siblings, etc. And it was this real thing, like, you move to Melbourne and you move on to campus and live there for your first year. And I just didn't feel true to that. I was like, no, you don't have to go to uni and live on campus and get into the party scene and, you know, live in this dorm in a single bed with a shared bathroom. Like, you don't have to do that. it's not the rule. And I just remember like my friends being like, so like, you're just not going to meet anyone. You're just not going to have any friends because if you don't move there, then blah, 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 blah. I was like, I'm not going to uni to make friends. I'm going to uni to learn and to study what I've dreamt of for years. I don't give a fuck about that. You know, I'm not living on a dorm. It is just so not made for me. I would rather live in a tent in a swag in a caravan park than in a fucking dorm. Anyway, I just stayed true to myself and I didn't let that peer pressure or that judgment of my friends override my decision. And I ended up moving into an epic share house with my cousin and a couple of other girls from our hometown. And maybe I need to do a full life like fucking episode about this as well, but honestly, it was so good. It was so fun. We had a really great house in a really great location. And I think it helped me to like really step outside my comfort zone because I used to be so scared when I moved to Melbourne. I used to be scared of driving, public transport. I couldn't go to the supermarket by myself. Like I was just a baby. I was obviously just 18, but I was in this big wide world and it was terrifying. And I'm so glad that I had my older cousin and older friends that I lived with that sort of made me feel more relaxed. And yeah, I guess I got to be supported by them in ways, but it also encouraged me to sort of mature, like you're living out of home, you've got to really fend for yourself kind of thing. And that was the path that felt right for me. And I'm so proud that I didn't try and do something just to fit in with other people because we all went to different universities. I was going to a university that none other of my friends were going to start with. So I was like, I'm prepared that I have to put myself out there to make new friends. I'm quite aware of that. But like I said, I'm there to study. I don't really care about socializing. And because I did such an epic, like hands-on design course, we'll really lucky in the sense of like, we weren't sitting through lectures all the time where you can't talk to people. Like we were in classes where we had the same people in our class, like every subject. And I made amazing friends at uni because why? We were all doing something that we wanted to do and that we loved. So we connected over authenticity, you know, and that was effortless friendship that I still have really close friends from and I'm still in contact with. And like, no, I don't get to see them every week anymore, but I'll have those friends forever, like because they were so beautiful and so matched to me because of that thing we had in common, even though our lives have all gone in different directions. So yeah, I'm just such an advocate for staying true to yourself and holding your ground and don't get into peer pressure. Like don't be a people pleaser. Like, ugh, who's got the fucking energy, you know? Only gonna make you feel worse if you let yourself get sucked into somebody else's judgment or opinion or telling you what to do. Like, who cares? One day they're not gonna matter. One day you're not gonna be friends with that person because they're not really aligned with you anyway. And sometimes, yeah, you just have to wait it out. It might be someone in your job that just drives you up the wall. It might be someone that you're friends with in high school, and until you leave high school, you just have to put up with it. Like that's life. You have to put up with things sometimes, but it's about understanding how to block out the noise and again not feeling like you have to try and fit in or please other people. Like you have to please yourself at the end of the day, and if you want to get anywhere that you want to get to, you have to be able to stay true to yourself. So stop being artificial, start being authentic, find who you really are and be that, and watch how your life just spirals in the most beautiful way and how things happen more like so much more fast for you because you're on the right wavelength. You're on your way, no one else's, and that's all that matters. I can't wait to be back in your ears in real time when I'm back from Perth and I'll tell you all about it properly. Thank you so much for just being here. You know, like this year has been a challenging one to like continuously update with my life and with the podcast, and I think I've tried to keep it quite vulnerable, raw, honest in this season because like there's been a whole heap of like ups and downs and different feelings, and I'm sorry if there's been times where you're just like, girl, you sound depressed. But yeah, I just wanted to keep it real, not be artificial, because that is my whole mantra. So yeah, I appreciate you guys so much and I love you all so freaking much. I would not be here without you, so thank you, love you, and I'll talk to you real soon.